Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of medicine and better healthcare. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at their Lake Forest Hospital, joins us. Dr. Copen, welcome back.
Thank you, John. How are you today?
Pretty good. You usually have a little aside. Anything else you want to slip in here before I ask you tough medical questions?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about when my bags go to two different destinations. So that has happened, unfortunately.
They should charge extra for that. I mean, think about that. One bag goes to Atlanta, the other goes to Philadelphia. You'd think that would be an extra charge.
But yeah, it probably is, actually.
Now that you mention it. Dr. Fauci says that he's a little worried about these subvariants of COVID that are surfacing as we head into winter. What do you know about this?
Yeah, so around the world, there are a bunch of new variants that popped up. Nothing surprising. I mean, there literally, John, have been hundreds and hundreds of variants that have been followed. The World Health Organization has a whole department that follows these. So there's a couple of these Omicron sub-variants. So we're still within the Omicron family. We don't need yet to learn a new Greek letter. We're still on Omicron. And there are new sub-variants that have popped up. And Dr. Fauci was commenting on two of them that are now seen in the eastern United States that they hadn't seen it all a couple of weeks ago. So all I would say to that is, like we said so many times, John, we keep an eye on it. No need to panic. We're still within Omicron, which is good, which means we're going to have protection from getting really sick if we were to get one of these new subvariants. But we'll keep an eye on it. You know, that's it. Now, Jen, the other thing, though, that's going on is in Europe, and I know our Pete just got back from Europe.
Yep.
In Germany, in Italy, in France, in Greece, they actually have seen quite an uptick in the number of new cases of COVID. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that, and also parts of Canada. And I bring this up not so much so people can plan their travels, but we have to realize we're back in the winter now. This morning reminded me it's almost winter. And we have to think about these kinds of viruses and the way that they behave in the winter. Now, are we going to see the same thing here in the United States and Illinois, the Chicago metropolitan area? We don't know. But we have to. We just have to be aware, and we have to keep an eye out. And I hate to say this, but this COVID virus isn't done with us. It's still around. So we just have to keep that in mind. And John, here will be my first advertisement. If you haven't gotten your bivalent COVID shot, please go get it.
Yeah.
It's really important. We know in Illinois, as of last week, it was 10.5% of the eligible adult population that has gotten it, only 10.5%. So if you fall into that almost 90% that hasn't gotten it, please go get it. Let's be prepared that if we do see an uptick in COVID, you don't get sick and you don't have to wind up in one of my hospitals.
Well, Allison Arwady, our public health commissioner, said it's not going to be an uptick. She says it's going to be a surge this winter. What do you think of that?
I wish I could predict things like that, John. I don't know. I hope not. I really do. I hope not. I hope we don't see a surge. I hope we don't see an experience like we had last winter when Omicron first came. I expect an uptick. It's the winter. I'd be surprised if we don't, but I really don't want to see it as a whole surge. I don't see anything right now to tell me that there's going to be a surge, but that does not mean that we should not be prepared. So if you haven't gotten that vaccine, please go get it.
We talked about RSV last week. I know one daycare that has had little kids coming and going, and among the things the kids have caught, pneumonia, RSV, and COVID. And I guess that's just a reminder that thing is out. Those things are out there, and that thing is out there now.
Yeah, I talked last week, John, about the issue of finding pediatric hospital beds for the kids who, you know, get really sick and need at least an overnight stay in the hospital, and how difficult that is. I actually had a meeting yesterday dealing with this ongoing problem. So a lot of RSV, there are other respiratory viruses out there, and obviously COVID is still there. So this problem has not gone away. No. When I speak with my emergency medicine colleagues, this is a big issue. We're seeing a much higher percentage of kids in our emergency rooms than we usually do at this time of year.
Do you agree with the order then on masking in hospitals now?
Well, I think it was time to see, for the governor to say, you know, you healthcare folks know what to do. Figure this out. We're going to continue with the masking.
You are.
Yeah, for sure. And I think you're going to find that health systems, hospitals are going to continue to do that for now, even though there isn't a mandate coming from the state. This is not the time for us to say that you don't need to wear a mask when you come into a healthcare facility. We take care of a lot of people who are at risk, and we don't want them to get sick when they're with us. We don't want our staff to get sick. We've proven over the last 2.5 years that masking in healthcare facilities is helpful, and we're going to continue to do that.
I got some questions from our listeners for Dr. Jeffrey Copen. Our number is 312-981-7200. If you want to jump in, John, please ask Dr. Copen to strongly recommend people wear masks, especially indoors, even if you're vaccinated and boosted. I wondered if we were going to see a surge in at least that, doctor, people going back to voluntarily wearing masks.
Yeah, I think people who want to wear masks when they're indoors should do it. I think if an individual is really concerned about contracting COVID or even influenza, not only wearing a properly fitting mask, but people can go out and get an N95 mask.
Yeah.
That's called a respirator, and that's even safer. So somebody who's really concerned, go ahead and do that. I don't think, though, we're going to see a mask mandate come back, John, where it's mandatory on everyone to wear masks when they're indoor. I think we're past that. I don't think individuals are going to want to do that. But that doesn't mean that people who do have that concern should not. They absolutely should, and they should do that with a sense of safety and security.
Jim, you're on WGM with Dr. Copen. What can we do for you, Jim? You're on the air.
Good afternoon, John and Doctor. I am headed to Las Vegas for a show November 1st, a very large show, SEMA, you might have heard of it. And I have not yet gotten a booster or the flu shot. Should I have them together? Should I do them separate, seeing I have a couple weeks?
Yeah, I would get it today. It takes about 2 weeks to get the full benefit of the COVID bivalent shot. So get that as quickly as you can. You definitely want to get that now and get the influenza shot at the same time. So you want to be vaccinated before you go to Vegas, you know, before you're around all those people. It would be a really good idea to do that and do it now.
My 70-year-old husband had triple bypass surgery in July. Is it okay for him to get the new vaccine? We're concerned about blood clots.
Yes, it's fine. The mRNA vaccine, which is all we're giving right now, either Pfizer or Moderna, will not put your husband at risk of a blood clot. So go ahead and do it. As a matter of fact, coming off the surgery in July, it would be a really good idea to get that vaccine. And again, I would do it sooner rather than later.
How long do I wait to get the pneumonia vaccination after getting the flu vaccination?
You can actually do them at the same time. We do that a lot. Patients come in, say, for a physical exam, an annual visit in the fall, and it's time to do influenza, and they need the pneumonia vaccine. So those two can go together, and they go together well.
What about this question from Chris? You're on WGM with Dr. Jeffrey Copen. Hi, Chris.
Hi there. My question is, are there any air purifiers for the home that are effective against COVID in particular and viruses in general?
Yeah, so there are filters that are called HEPA filters. You can buy those. You can look online, and there are HEPA filters that are made for the household. And those are really good at filtering the air, and they do take viruses out of the air. So if you'd like to do that, you can go ahead and do that.
Last I heard the word HEPA was when we were talking about airplanes, and they had those put in the jets when we started flying again. Would I hook that up to my like whole house humidifier or what?
Yeah, so there are filters they'll sell you that you can put on if you have a heating air conditioning system that does the whole house.
That's what I'm thinking.
So you can do that, but typically what we're talking about, John, for the house are HEPA filters that like you put in the corner of a room.
Oh.
And it filters the air in the room.
Got it. Hey, that's a good question. Good answer from Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Lake Forest Hospital. He's the chief medical officer there, and he'll visit with us again next Tuesday. Thank you, Doc.
All right, John. Take good care. Bye-bye.
I always enjoy talking to him.